Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What's going on, everybody? It is Sunday night. It's June 1st, 2025. Crazy. We're already in June, almost halfway through this year that is 2025, but I guess time flies when you're having fun, as the old saying is. I'm Tanner Lee of the Kicking Out Podcast, but you know that already, unless you're a newbie. Steven Chambers in the chat on YouTube. What's going on, Steven? Thanks for joining me tonight. And I will not be going solo. I'll be solo for a little bit, but Austin Shepherd, a.k.a. Shep, should be joining me here momentarily. But Paul, that jabroni Paul, Paul Zartman, will not be joining us this evening. So I don't know, man. I don't know what we got to do to get Paul to join the pod. But Steven says Thunder in seven. I'm hopeful. I mean, my tagline says Pacers in six, so I'm hopeful. But if I really had to put some money down, I'd probably say Thunder in six, but I got hope. I mean, the Pacers have the best chance out of anybody to beat the Thunder because they're the only team remaining in the Eastern Conference, going to the finals for the first time since 2000. So whole state of Indiana, which is a state Paul, Shep, and I all live in, is pretty excited. So yeah, Majin asking, Lone Tanner Show, for the time being, Majin, for the time being, Shep should be joining me momentarily. But no Paul. No Paul tonight. Imagine that. No Paul. And Majin said, you got to have Pluggo on. He only shows up if he's getting thirsted on. That's true. You know, I thought about reaching out to JPJ or Pluggo when it looked like it was going to be a Lone Tanner Show tonight. But I thought we'd give those guys a little bit of a break. They're probably whining because they lost the KOP Predictions title, as the KOP Predictions title is coming back home. And it's going to be over Shep's shoulder, as Shep had the most points in our Double or Nothing prediction show. He had 43 points. I had 41. JBJ and Pluggo both had 35. So even though I don't have the title here with me, I feel good that KOP has it back. I'll try to get it back in July at All In Texas against both Shep and Paul. Assuming Paul shows up between now and All In. Who knows? But the KOP predictions title's back. And AEW is back. Not that it went anywhere, but hopefully everybody in the chat agrees with me and everybody listening agrees with me that AEW's got quite the momentum right now. It just feels like the feeling is back. They're putting on the best product they have, in my opinion, since 2022. Man, that was a hell of a pay-per-view last Sunday. Double or Nothing in Glendale, Arizona. Start to finish. Strongest one I think they've done to date in 2025. It's hard for me to go back and try to think of a top three or top five AEW pay-per-view list the past 6 years on the top of my head, but it's got to be up there, I think, in the top five, not the top three. That was a strong pay-per-view from start to finish. Catching up on some comments here, Steven Chambers, R-Truth. Sucks R-Truth and Carlito released. Yeah, it does. Bummer for both those guys, especially for R-Truth, who just had a primetime match last weekend in Saturday night's main event against John Cena. Maybe that's why they did it. Maybe they knew this was coming, but both guys older, especially R-Truth, but yeah, still sucks for both talents for sure. A friend of the pod, Warren Hayes of the Warren Hayes Show, told me some good advice a long time ago to become fans of the talent and not the promotions, because the promotions will let you down more times than not than the talent will. And definitely R-Truth fan. I don't know if he would be a good fit in AEW or not, but I certainly hope he lands on his feet in whatever he does in his future endeavors. And I mean, that guy could just do autograph signings and appearances and stuff for the rest of his life and be set, because you can't tell me he wouldn't have a line out the door down the hall to get a picture taken with him and maybe even little Jimmy. So, dude's a legend. He did some of the best work of a comedic gimmick I've ever seen. So, and Carlito, you know, this last run with WWE probably wasn't what he wanted, but his run in the mid 2000s was pretty good, into the early 2010s. So hopefully he lands on his feet as well. And I agree, Majin, both deserve so much better. Majin, over under on how soon the Fed hardcores turn on Carlito and Truth. Let's set it at a week. Oh, I've already seen some discourse out there on IWC that they won't blame AEW for they won't blame WWE for nothing. Even if they are given a raw deal to two talents like this, they won't. You know, the tribalism's weird as it is, but especially the ones that are hardcore WWE and nothing else, and they're kind of almost brainwashed in a way. I mean, if that's your cup of tea, so be it. Watch your wrestling, as I always preach, but I think you need to be open-minded a little bit. Steffi said, I was here. I was just lurking. Glad to have you joining in like always, Steffi. Majin, AEW has been the better show to watch. Even streamers are starting to take notice. Oh, yeah, it's taking some time, but it's starting to come together. I mean, you cannot tell me that Double or Nothing wasn't better as far as in-ring goes than WrestleMania 41. I mean, sure, WrestleMania has the nostalgia and, you know, all the theatrics and everything. It's always going to, but bell-to-bell in-ring and even the way they advance some stories, give me Double or Nothing all day long. All day long. Stephen Chambers, Fighter Fest, 4 hours, great card. Yes, Fighter Fest Wednesday night is going to be 4 hours long, Dynamite and Collision, if I'm not mistaken. Nonetheless, it is 4 hours long, starting at 8 Eastern time, getting over around midnight Eastern time. So far on the card, we have Kenny Omega, Brody King, Claudio, and Mascara Dorado, I believe is how you pronounce his name, in a four-way for the AEW International Championship. We got FTR versus Templario and Atlantis Jr. in a tag match. Got Timeless Tony Storm and Mina Shirakawa versus Sky Blue and Julia Hart. That should be a really fun tag match. John Moxley gets Mark Briscoe in a singles match. Got LFI versus Commander Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey in a six-man tag. That'll be fun. That'll be featuring a lot of flippity-flops, which everybody that's a regular viewer and listener on the show knows that's my style. And Tekla making her AEW debut against To Be Determined. So, yes, I'll be talking about Tekla a little more momentarily. Majin, I've been a fan of Truth since his K-Quick days in the WWF LOL. I was first on to R-Truth when he was Ron Killings in TNA, just briefly after he was the NWA champ. So, yeah. Steffi says it's NASCAR night as well. Where are they racing at, Steffi? Got to be honest. I think I've mentioned one time, I used to be a pretty big NASCAR fan, but I've lost touch over the last decade or so. Ever since Dale Jr. retired, I've kind of lost interest a little bit. Majin, AEW has no stories and quotations. I feel like that SpongeBob meme going around and showing them the active stories currently. But yeah, I feel bad for everybody who has gave up on AEW the last few years or doesn't pay attention to the product consistently or constantly, because they're missing a lot of good stuff. It's must watch right now. I mean, they're putting on their pay-per-views have always delivered, but more times than not right now, Dynamite's hitting. Collisions have been better than ever this year, even though I will say I thought this week's was kind of boring and really for me, whenever they're taped, they're always more boring than they are when they're live, but that's okay. Majin said LFI needs to be doing more. I agree. It's kind of weird how they heat them up and then cool them off. Stephen Chambers, as a fan, I lost respect to Ric Flair after what he tweeted about JR, saying JR being JR wanting attention, just concentrate on recovering. Delete the tweet and says we are too sensitive, can't take a joke. Yeah, Flair just needs to stay off social media. Yeah, I haven't been a big Ric Flair fan for a long time. I mean, His accomplishments in the ring, one of the greatest of all time. I get it for everything he's done in wrestling. But, you know, kind of like I said earlier when Warren Hayes said, be fans of wrestlers, not just promotions, because promotions will let you down. Yeah, more times than not, wrestlers won't let you down in the ring, but there certainly are some that let you down, especially outside of the ring. And Ric Flair is one that I think constantly does that, at least for me. The KOP Predictions champ is in the house. Shep, how we doing?
Champ's here, baby.
Now, my question to you is, do you have the title?
No, I still think it's sitting next to the tuna salad.
Well, I was honestly got curious, everybody. I did not know this wasn't a gimmick. I was honestly asking because JBJ told us he'd be waiting a week.
Well, now in his defense, I'm not going to stick up for old JPJ, but in his defense, it did take me a week to send it to him. So he had a episode of Two Beards before I sent it to him, and then he got it the day before his next Two Beards. So I did make him wait a week.
All right.
I can't give him a hard time because of that.
But like I said, the opening before you joined, even though I wasn't victorious and the champ, I'm just pumped it's back in the KOP family. That's all I care about.
It was a walk in the effing park.
I knew they were in trouble when they picked Jamie Hayter.
Hold on. Although I got to give him a little bit of, well, hold on. Fuck Pluggo. I got to give JPJ a little bit of credit.
We are past 10 minutes. Good job. Good job, Shep. You didn't know that, but good job.
JPJ went and pre-gamed at some local brewery of his, right? Mm-hmm. Showed up and drank like 4 double IPA 9%ers and just went down effing hill. And I just loved every minute of it.
It was the most wild episode of KOP we've done in 4 years.
It was awesome.
It was something. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sure we'll see those guys back on KLP in the future. But the next title defense at All In will be just us three. That is, Shep, if that jabroni Paul can show up. I mean,
Paul who? Who? Yeah.
For real. Yeah.
Is this a 2-man or 3-man podcast?
It's supposed to be 3, but.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm asking you, man. You're the boss.
I mean, it's supposed to be 3, but you know.
Well, your boy Paul.
Oh yeah.
Your boy Paul.
Moderator Paul.
Moderator.
What's in that Yeti tonight, Shep? What are we sipping on this evening?
Vodka. Just straight fucking vodka. That's all we got.
All right.
Pacers won in 6 last night. Let's go. Fuck New York. Fuck Mellencamp, by the way. I am so Pat McAfee plus, right? For Mellencamp to come out and say that and then McAfee to go ESPN, right? The biggest sports network of all and say, fuck you. No bleep, no blop, no nothing. Fuck you. I love it.
Yeah, I haven't been Mellencamp fan for quite a while.
Pacers, hey. Yeah, since he ever kicked some guy in his last concert, I don't know, a couple concerts ago, said, you know, F Joe Biden, and he kicked the guy out or something. Yeah, not a big Mellencamp fan. Anyways, I'm saying this right now. I'm saying Pacers in 7. It's going to take all 7 of them. Pacers win on OKC's floor.
Ooh.
My prediction right there.
Ooh. All right. Hey, JPJ in the house.
What's going on? JPJ. I'm having me a double strawberry IPA, double unweeded L, baby.
AKA vodka.
Same thing.
Majin giving some New York some hate. Second worst fan base in promotional professional. I can't speak. Sports only behind Philly crowds.
Yeah. They're a bunch of bitches.
Steven again says Thunder and 7. That's what he said at the beginning of the show before he joined.
Hey, you know what? The Pacers make it to 7 with the Thunder. I love it. I'm going to be all over it. I think it'll be a great game.
The pressure will be on OKC. Go 7.
Absolutely.
Pressure's on OKC anyways, even though they've never, well, okay, they've never won a championship as the Thunder. If you go back in the history of their franchise, they won in the 80s as the Sonics. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pacers never won. So
no, ABA never. This is only their second NBA Finals appearance. The other one was 25 years ago. So,
well, who was the greatest ABA Pacer of all time?
Bill Newton.
No. Okay. Yes, I was going to say Mel.
That's
Daniels.
A local joke, everybody.
Okay,
that is
a great local joke.
Everybody's going to be like, "Who the hell is Bill Newton?"
Yeah,
go look him up. He was a good college player at LSU. Awesome guy.
He was the roommate to Pete Maravich, but it's Bill the Fig Newton, by the way.
True.
But I was going to say Mel Daniels.
So. Yeah. They had a lot of good ABA players.
Mel Daniels was a lover.
Shep, what was your thoughts on Double or Nothing a week ago?
I thought it was an 8.1 out of 10, which is a pretty high score for me. Thought we had a great match in the main event. I thought we had a great opening match in Anarchy in the Arena.
Well, that wasn't opening was the women's.
Oh, sorry. Next match was. I love that they incorporated the music in Anarchy in the Arena.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I had to love that. But I really think that main event just wrapped it up. Those Hangman and Ospreay just absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Oh, they did. I mean, it was late. Well, it got over past midnight on Eastern time, which is AEW pay-per-view. That's what Tony does. Make sure you get your $49.99 every cent's worth and more. But even though I was a little tired, but that match had me on the edge of my seat. I mean, it was so good. So good.
How about Ospreay? Like, I mean, obviously Hangman goes over, right? But how about Ospreay? How many false finishes did we have? How good did he make Hangman look? Is what I'm getting at, right? Because Hangman did a great job. Don't get me wrong, but you're only good as your opponent, right?
Sure.
And I thought there's not a lot of guys in that AEW locker room that can make Hangman look that damn good. And it worked. And of course, I picked Hangman too, by the way.
Yeah, that's what won you the title.
I picked Hangman.
Yeah.
JPJ, Pluggo, you dumbasses, I picked Hangman.
You can put me in that category because I picked Ospreay. So.
I'm not going to go against my teammate there. I'm not going to go against my teammate, but you jackalopes. I picked Hangman.
Yeah, that was a great main event. Anarchy in the Arena, like you said, it was chaotic like it is every year, but it was fun. The Let the Bodies Hit the Floor music was just perfect. I mean, that's the arena was shaking.
So good.
And that was the one match I got my wife to like watch begin to end, and she really enjoyed that match because I'm like, dear, you need to watch this. It's gonna be chaotic, it's gonna be crazy, it's gonna be unlike any match you've seen. And she was laughing when the music was going on, how everybody else was fighting and Kenny was just going in the crowd with the microphone like for like 5 minutes. That was Kenny. And then Kenny gets up on the barricade and does the back moonsault. But we got a hooker turn during that, which I liked because he beats up Claudio with a golf club. And then Joe's like, come in. And he's like, nah. Now, I wish we would have got some progression on Wednesday or last night from that, but we haven't yet because they're going to have to. You know, something's got to go on there because he's not happy that they brought Hobbs in, obviously.
No, but they'll find a good way to incorporate him. They'll find a good way. I'll give Tony a little credit. I think he can fit Hook in here. All right. No, we've been a little critical on Tony in the past, but I think he can ease him in, right? He can ease him in.
Yep. But no, I thought the matches were all good. I thought the matches were perfectly placed. Sometimes that's a criticism I have of Tony where he places the matches. I was so glad he put the perfect cool down match in between Anarchy in the Arena and the main event in that trios match between the Callis family and the Paragon. Because I'm like, that's the perfect, out of all the matches, that's your perfect cool down match. Because that's the match, really, I don't think anybody cared about.
No, and you knew how it was going to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Except JPJ and Plug will pick Paragon.
We don't have to talk about those guys.
I know.
We don't have to talk about those guys.
We've already hurt their feelings enough, probably.
Yeah, I don't wanna bark on those guys. I mean, yeah. I did join I did join their comments on last Thursday, and what was last Friday? I don't know, whatever JPJ does on Friday too. I joined both shows within the comments, just to let them know that I was there.
Oh,
Champ
yeah.
was there. Champ oh, was yeah. there, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Steven says, no complaints here. Match order, double or nothing. Yeah, I thought it was really, really well. In another match, how about Okada and Speedball? My God.
How athletic / talented is Mike Speedball Bailey?
He scares me every time because he wrestles barefoot. I'm afraid he's going to snap his foot. But dude's a freak.
I don't know if there's more athleticism in the AEW locker room than Mike Speedball Bailey.
He's awesome.
And there's a lot of athleticism. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, ton.
Whether I like – are you drinking a fucking 2-liter?
You asked this last time. It is a freaking leader, though.
Am I with the fucking?
I'm not Paul over here holding a 2-liter Mountain Dew.
No, who? Insane Cloud Posse drinking a fucking 2-liter of Faygo. Is this was Juggalo Wrestling Promotion or whatever the fuck they call those guys? Sorry, that was a much.
Not quite.
That's
not quite.
All right. Anyway, that was a big fucking drink.
It is. If I drink half this, I'm gonna be in trouble. I'm gonna leave and take a piss. But. Okada looked like the old Okada to me too. This match.
Look, I think we're on the downhill of Okada, right? Of his career. If you take a guy like Mike Speedball Bailey, I think it brought it right out of him.
Yeah.
So made him look like we might have another 5 years of Okada.
Well, and it's perfect timing like with All In coming up, Texas, assuming they're doing what we all think, Omega against Okada. I mean, that's perfect time for him to step up his game.
Yeah.
Majin, for a match called Anarchy in the Arena, I was expecting more blood. Only one person bleeding and not even a lot per team is underwhelming. But he did have Briscoe get involved. That dude was bleeding like a sieve.
Yeah, and what's your face? Not Willow, but
Marina Shafir.
Marina was bleeding. Right?
Hey, the ladies brought it. I like the ladies being involved. Yeah, it was all good. They got us both, Shep, though. I was really expecting Eddie to return. Eddie Kingston.
I was too. I brought it up earlier, yep. And I think after I brought it up with our one podcast, like Eddie came out on social media and talked about his mental health, which just wasn't there. Right. Sound like he was there physically, but he's not there mentally.
He'll be there soon.
Which I thought was kind of maybe could be a swerve.
I did too. I thought he was playing all of us.
Just kind of shooting us, but obviously it's the real deal. So
yeah, that was a crazy spot, Majin. Willow being cuffed to the rope by her ear. Yeah, by her earring hole. That was that probably hurt.
That kind of felt good.
No. But good match overall. Enjoyed the show. I always enjoy AEW pay-per-views, but it was really good. And this month's the rare month. One of only two this year that AEW doesn't have a pay-per-view, but still a ton of big shows coming up. Fyter Fest this week. 4 hours, Shep, Wednesday night. 4 hours of AEW this Wednesday night.
That's going to be a long night.
Yeah. Then we got, what's the show in Portland next week called? It's a special Dynamite. Then we got Grand Slam Mexico in 2 weeks. So a lot of big Dynamites coming up.
I hate that we have 4 hours on Wednesday because the Wednesday starts a 4-day weekend for me.
Yeah.
I have 2 days of golf on Thursday, Friday. And then I have Calcutta Saturday, Sunday.
We have Calcutta. I'm in.
Oh, you're playing?
Yeah. Last year I had to take it off. Last year.
Who are you playing with this year?
My dad. We both missed it last year. I'm in.
You want to go side bet?
Let me get back to you on that.
You want to put the KOP championship on that?
Ooh. Okay.
You don't know who my partner is.
Yes, I do. You're defending champion.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Oh. Okay. No, I don't know who your partner is then.
You want to put it on the belt? You want to put it on the line?
I kind of want to know where your partner is first.
I actually like my partner a little bit better now than I did, if that tells you anything. Ex-state champion. Mac player of the year.
Okay, I got you.
Does that tell you who it is now?
Yep, I know who it is. I know who you're talking about. I've heard he's not the only college player playing this weekend. So
there you go.
He's graduated.
He's not a college player anymore.
I heard there's an active Big Ten golfer in the field. I don't know if that's just a rumor, but that's what I heard.
Bring it on, Big Ten.
Yep.
The JPJ. Max kick your ass. Anyways, JPJ, let's go.
4 hours the next 2 weeks. You're right. The Portland show's also 4 hours. Yeah, they're summer blockbuster. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name. Thank you.
JPJ, you guys want to do a watch along? I'm in. That'd be great.
4 hours?
What else are we going to do for 4 hours, right?
Majin's trying to go to All Out since it's up in Canada, up in Toronto this year. It's not in Chicago. Good change. I like that. Good change.
I got some friends in Canada. They'll let you know how it goes. Yeah, Marty McSorley might give you a little, VIP.
Wow. Hit. You know, we haven't talked about Marty for months.
We should, though.
Yeah, we should. Few.
He's cooler than Majin.
I'm letting you two hash that out.
Love you, Majin.
WWE doing this only hurts NXT instead of hurting AW. I agree. Well, this counter programming is hurting NXT talent. I agree 100%.
Yeah. Going up against AW, I think that's the only thing it hurts. It doesn't hurt any of the main roster. It hurts NXT. No. Absolutely.
Yeah, and and I honestly think it hurts WWE. Like, if you're doing that and you're a WWE fan and you keep seeing them over and over again, like, counter-programming AEW, you got to be wondering, like, what's AEW doing over here that WWE keeps having to counter-program? Like, I'm going to go check out, see what they're doing. You're running that risk, having fans go check out AEW instead. And who's to say AEW doesn't take hold of them? Steffi says she might be going All Out.
Nice. Have fun.
Steven Chambers says $1,200 a ticket ringside seat for All Out. That's expensive, but that's not the WWE prices, though.
For $1,200, I'll pay the $49.95 and sit on the old couch and have a great front row seat.
Majin with a good question that gets me into one of the topics I want to talk about. Do you think Mariah will start off out in NXT? Yes, Mariah May, the former AEW Worlds Champion. We haven't seen her since Revolution. Yeah, Revolution. Yeah, I was trying to think of the LA pay-per-view. Revolution, where she lost the Timeless Toni Storm. Should have been the main event, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again. Yeah, she is taken off of the AEW website because she is WWE bound. Not sure when.
If it's anything like what they've done with AEW talent coming to WWE, yeah, they're going to go to NXT. You look at All Ego, Ethan Page, Ricky Saints, right? Guys that you could work on the main roster, and they go right to NXT. So Mariah May, as good as I like her, or I'm sorry, that made no sense, as good as I think she is, there we go. I think she's going to NXT.
Majin, really going to miss her, but I understand you wanted to be there. It's your dream. Go work your ass off. Majin had a great tweet the other day like that. That's how wrestling fans should think. I mean, yeah, I'm disappointed she's not going to be in AEW anymore because that's my favorite promotion to watch. But I still like her as a talent. I hope she does great. If WWE's her dream, go for it. I mean, we don't know what all these talents, their desires and their aspirations and inspirations are. We don't know what their goals are. I mean, I think what shocked me the most was that AEW only signed her to a 2-year deal when they're usually signing people from anywhere from 3-year deals to 5-year deals. That's what surprised me the most, was they only had her under a 2-year deal to begin with.
Yeah, because it took a year to get her going.
Right. And then she was really going.
And then, once they got her going, damn near contract was up. So,
yeah. Steven here would put Mariah to debut on Evolution in July. They could definitely do that. Run Evolution 2 on July 13th. the day after All In.
Is that at the 2300 Arena or ECW Arena, right?
No, it's this one's in Atlanta. NXT's running a show before AEW gets there in August.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because the day of All In Texas, you got NXT running right up against All In at the same time slot. You got Saturday night's main event that night. Then Evolution 2 the next day, which hilariously to me, they're running it right across the street from where Beyonce's having a concert. It's not even going to be the biggest show in town.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Who? Who?
And I honestly think WWE just ran Evolution 2 after not doing it for 7 years just to shut their fans up more than anything. No, that's just my thought on it.
Yeah. Don't actually, you know what? I probably should not say what I want to say about those comments. So let's move on to the next thing. Tanner.
Majin, Stephanie Vaquer had the choice to go to main roster first, though she chose NXT. Yes, she did. Now I believe she is called up now to the main roster.
So. You know what, though? She's done amazing work.
She's been
absolutely
awesome.
Amazing work.
Yeah, she's been awesome.
Good for her.
She might start out in NXT since they just called up Stephanie Vaquer and her official debut on the roster is tomorrow. Yep. Yep. They might. They might. Brandon, we just kind of hit on this. Thoughts on WWE counterprogramming AEW All In. I just think it hurts NXT. I think if you're a wrestling fan that likes both programs and you're trying to choose between watching an NXT program and AEW's biggest pay-per-view of the year, you're probably going to choose AEW's biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I think even if it's just towards NXT, they still view AEW as competition. So
I think you have to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know we're a little bit of biased, right? But I think you absolutely have to.
Yeah, it's a disservice to the fans, like JPJ said. It is. And you know, I thought at first it might be just like a one-off of them doing this, but they keep constantly doing it. And what aggravates me from an AEW standpoint is AEW had this date locked in so far ahead of anything else that WWE announced since then. But it's business, I guess.
Like it's a game of chess, my man. It's a game of chess.
Modern says he agrees with JBJ for once.
Hey, mark that down, will you? It is 9:02 Eastern Standard Time.
On June 1st.
June 1st.
It's not April 1st. It's not April Fool's. It's June 1st.
Yeah. 9:02.
Yep.
June 1st. JPJ. Majin agree. Holy shit. I can't believe I'm saying it.
And Steffi wants to clarify that when she said earlier that she promised that Owen that she'd be taking him to a wrestling event, she said, no, she's not talking about a ghost. She's talking about Owen Patrick, her kid.
Nice. So, nice.
Great name there. I like that, Owen. I like that.
Yeah. Hope you have a great time.
Yep. Yep. I figured you might be going to the 2300 Arena in August when AEW runs some shows there, being that. You're in Pennsylvania and you love ECW. So,
you know what? That whole week, I'd love to take a trip out there just to catch one show.
They're going to be out there for a couple weeks, I think.
Is it two weeks? Two or three weeks, right?
Let me check the dates. I was looking at this.
I would love to go out there.
That's a bucket list venue for you, right? I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Bucket list venue for sure.
They are in Philly for Dynamite on August 27th, Collision on August 30th, Dynamite on September 3rd, ROH Death Before Dishonor on September 5th, Collision on September 6th, Dynamite on September 10th, and Collision on September 11th.
You know, my birthday's in September. You think I get the wife to go out there with me?
If you promise to do some other stuff. That usually works for my wife.
I'm open. I'm easy.
Go see the Liberty Bell. Have some cheesesteaks.
Ooh, yeah. Wait. Things that my wife would like.
I'm trying to think. Can she – is it a big, like, security board scene out there?
I don't know. Is there a mall? Is there a mall she can shop?
I bet there is a mall.
All right, we're in. She's in.
There you go. Boom.
All right, I'm going 2300 Arena.
Steffi says, if you go to Geno's and Pat's are the two main ones, but there's other ones that everybody, you know, I've never been to Philly, so I'm not speaking on experience, but I always see on YouTube, like Geno and Pat's both overrated. You got to go to this one instead
There's one that does a pork sandwich with broccoli rabe, but their cheesesteak is right up there. JPJ, you've been there. Help us out. It's not Geno. It's not Pat's.
And I know there's tons of spots there, but
help me out. Help me out. I know JPJ's been there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Majin here. I love AW, but can we please heat the tag division up again? Yeah, I agree.
I think we're getting close.
Okay.
I think we're getting close with what FTR is doing, Hurt Syndicate. I think we're getting close, guys. I really do.
And I still think we're getting an old tag team to be reunited eventually down the road. I just don't know when.
I do. You're talking about Edge and Christian. So,
yeah.
Cope and Christian or whatever.
Yeah.
But
see, I didn't even think twice when you said Edge.
Yeah. Sorry. But give us some time. But I think this tag team division is really, really close.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine I would pay to see Shep do the Rocky Run. That'd be some great content.
Hey.
You can go up steps.
Hey, Majin, you son of a bitch. I can still hit a ball 300 yards, okay? Just let you know.
I've seen it.
I can still hit a ball 300 yards. I think I can run up the steps.
Yeah, I would hope you can run up the steps. You're not that old yet.
I'm getting close.
Steffi, however, if you want to do something small, go to Tony Luke's. I think maybe that's Tony the one Luke's? I've heard of. I don't know. I've heard of it.
JPJ's not helping you out right now. I'm gonna Google this shit.
Brandon J says 2300 building for ECW. Go look good on TV. Yeah, it's gonna look good. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Now NXT made 2300 here look really good.
Yeah.
So
I know.
They got some. They got a little layer they gotta go.
So who, this is for you and anybody in the chat. So they're gonna bring in an ECW legend or two, right? For these shows, you know, for one off. Who's some names we could see?
Because
some names we can't due to their contract obligations with WWE, but there's some out there we can.
Which you're talking about, Bully Ray. So,
well, yeah, he's a no-go.
I'm going to go with Tommy Dreamer.
He's not with TNA.
You don't think so?
Not with TNA and their relationship with WWE. Nope. Rhino, they already did in Detroit. Sandman, I think, makes sense. Ike Raven would be great, as JPJ said. RVD, I know he's been in AEW before. I don't know about his Legends deal with WWE. I got a fun one, everybody. How about Spike Dudley?
Hey, hold on. Sorry.
How about Spike Dudley?
If he's still alive.
He is.
John's Roast Pork is the place I was thinking of. Sorry. John's Roast Pork. I've actually bought their shit on Goldbelly. Amazing.
All right, there we go.
Spike Blue Dudley. Meaning? Does he have a concussion still? From what
he looks nothing like we remember him looking like.
He doesn't?
I'm gonna share a screen.
Yeah, all right, you gotta do that. You gotta bring it up. Because if you're gonna bring up Spike Dudley, which I think Spike Dudley took some of the gnarliest bumps of all time.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Nobody can argue that. But John Roast Pork. Oh.
I think this is a recent photo. It's on Instagram here. Let's see when this photo is dated. Oh God, 130. This was back in 2022. No, that's not
that's good enough. That's close enough, right?
No. Let's see if I can find
Shane Douglas. What a douchebag.
Here's one. Let's see what date did this is. So, okay, it's December 2023. Okay, it's good enough. Where's my stupid share screen? Oh, my God. They switched the button.
The guy was an English teacher before he wrestled, right?
Was he?
He had a major in English.
There we go.
He loved Shakespeare, honestly.
Oh, let me see.
You got a lot of Amish people on your screen right now.
Well, I put Spike here. Let me. I got a better link here. Let me. This is great audio, I know, for everybody listening on.
Gosh, dang it. We need a producer on KOP.
No kidding. Where's moderator Paul? Yeah, there we go.
Holy, she's bald.
Yeah, he's bald.
He looks old.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Like,
he probably is old.
I bet he's 50, 55.
Let's see. Spike Dudley is...
Wikipedia says...
It says he is 54. Got to be 55 in August.
That's close. That's pretty close.
Good call. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Anyone see Scotty Too Hotty now? Yeah, he works backstage at AEW. Yeah.
He does.
He's bald too.
They're all bald.
Yep.
I'd be bald if I hung out with guys like Paul all day long. didn't Paul work for some of those independent promotions? Like, so I'd be bald too.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Two more bits of news I want to hit on real quick regarding AEW. Well, this person's technically New Japan, but the bit of news does involve AEW. Did you see Hiroshi Tanahashi's final match in the UK is announced for Forbidden Door?
I love it.
Yep.
But hold on. You put Tanahashi in the same category as Okada, right? So yeah. If you're saying he's leaving, we're only going to get a short window of him, right?
Oh, it's, yeah, Tanahashi's last match is coming up in January 2026 at Wrestle Kingdom 20.
You're saying he's completely done?
Completely done. He's retiring. Yep. It's probably the last time we see him on AEW television.
Man, that's a lot. He's younger than Okada, isn't he?
He's wrestled for 26 years. I don't think he's younger than Okada.
Ric Flair wrestled for 69 years.
Well, he needs to keep his mouth shut, which we already discussed.
All right, that was before I got on, but
yes,
I knew where you're going with that, but
yeah. But, like, why do I think he's going to be in a tag match? Because at Double or Nothing, we saw him come out during that six-man tag at the end afterwards.
It's true.
It was him, Brody King, and Ishii.
I like Ishii. Ishii's awesome. What a bulldog, right?
Do you think AEW loses Takeshita Foley to New Japan when his contract expires?
No.
I think, but like Shep kind of said,
Go ahead. We have a hell of a delay, obviously.
We got a lag going on.
I say he rocks both promotions and he can rock the top of New Japan and still be a top tier talent in AEW. And manage both. If Ospreay can go cross pond, so could Takeshita.
Except JPJ brought up a good point when we had him on 2 weeks ago when it was just JPJ and you and I, not Plugo.
Who's Plugo?
Yeah. Who? The guy who gets last place? Yeah. Takeshita could be the man over New Japan because they really need one.
I think. I mean, I know we have already had our prediction podcast. You know, it's June 1st and we had it back in December, right? But I really think Takeshita is wrestling for the New Japan heavyweight title come Wrestle Kingdom in January. January 4th, 5th, 3rd, 4th, whatever day it is, right? I think Takeshita is in the main event.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a beast.
That's a six-month production. 6 month prediction ahead.
Majin, what do you guys think on Nick Nemeth shitting on how the TNA title is held by an NXT guy? He's furious at it. I've seen a lot of takes out there furious at it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it puts over TNA. I think it elevates TNA. It's one of the best things ever happened to TNA.
Okay.
So I loved it when Christian held the belt on AEW. I thought. I thought it. No, was it Christian or Kenny?
Christian won it off Kenny. Remember? Yeah. But yeah.
But I thought that helped TNA. It can't hurt him, right? So I think it's great that Trick Williams.
Does it hurt Joe Hendry though?
We all believe.
We do.
He has so much hype behind him. We all believe.
He does. If anybody out there doesn't think he's WWE right the minute his contract expires with TNA, which I think it's next year, you're crazy because he is.
So you and Paul actually were on the other side of me because I thought when he came in the Royal Rumble, I was like, man, he kind of took a little bit of a side job. Like, yeah, I agree with JPJ, obviously. And then when he worked with Randy Orton at WrestleMania, I was like, man, I thought we should get a little bit more offense with Joe Hendry.
Oh, Randy put him over still though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was good.
The fact that Randy did his own Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
Motion. I mean, come on.
So I think Joe Hendry's there. He's there, obviously. Helps Williams for sure, but I think it really elevates TNA. All of a sudden, you have Trick Williams as your world heavyweight champion. So I love it. I love it.
Real quick, before we talk about what we liked and didn't like on Dynamite, you were talking about predictions. We're almost at the midway part of the year. We're in the sixth month of 2025. So I thought we should see how our end of the year for 2025 title predictions are going.
I don't even remember those.
I know. starting off with, let's see here. We had we did the trios. Shep, you had the Elite. Okada and the Boxes trios.
Still could happen.
I had, this isn't happening now. I had rated FTR. Cope and FTR was off there. And Sweet. Paul had the Elite OG. Omega and the Bucks. Don't see that.
So Paul and I are still in the ballgame. You're out.
I'm out. Tag champs. I'm out because they pulled the trigger early. I had the Hurt Syndicate. And you guys called me crazy at the time for doing that.
Well, which Hurt Syndicate did you have?
I just said Hurt Syndicate. Well, it was Bobby and Shelton. But okay. I just said Hurt okay. Syndicate. Okay. Shep had FTR. Surprise, surprise.
Well, that still could happen.
Yeah. I don't think Paul has Brody King and Buddy Matthews, which could, but we haven't seen Buddy on TV since February when he got hurt.
Rhea won't let him out of the house.
Oh, well.
Good for him.
I'm going to stop.
I would stay in the house too.
Continental Championship. Paul had Kyle Fletcher. Okay.
Okay.
Adam Cole.
Don't like Shep, that one.
Now, not in Shepard, Eddie Kingston.
He's coming back in September-ish. I like it.
The International Championship. Paul at Shelton Benjamin. And yeah. See, I think they're going to unite these titles. Continental and the International. I think Omega, but, Okada, and all in and unites them.
They should.
Unifies them.
They should.
I have Hologram.
Who?
He's still getting a push. Just on Collision.
On ROH.
And no, he's on Collision. And you have Max Caster.
I like Max. He's just getting his ass kicked. Did I really pick Max?
Max Caster. TBS champion. You were with Sky Blue. And Paul and I both went with Queen Aminata, who has not got the push I think we all thought she would.
She should.
Yeah.
She should. But we all thought Athena should get the push too. But
yeah, that's true.
Sky Blue came back about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. And she's been featured already. She's got a tag match coming up Wednesday night, her and Julia against Tony and Mina. Couldn't think of their names. TNT champion. I like this ship. Ship's got Kyle Fletcher. I mean, it looks like he's going to be in a program coming up soon. against Adam Cole. Tanner went with Jay White. And Paul went with Hook. All possible.
Actually, I think I like Hook over Jay White. Just, I mean, I'm not putting Paul over for fuck's sake. I like Paul. I like Hook over that. But anyways.
Then the women's world title. Shep went with Toni Storm.
It's going to happen.
You think she holds it clear to the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. And Paul and I both went with Willow.
If anybody can take it off of Tony, it might be Willow, but they got to elevate her. And she's working her ass off. Don't get me wrong. She is working her ass off. She's grinding. And I love what she's doing. But if it's not Willow or Mercedes, there's nobody that can even touch. I mean, we're over here. All right, hold on. There we go. We're over here. There's nobody that can even touch fucking Tony Storm.
Yeah. In the world title, Paul went with Jay White.
I mean, come on, it's Paul. We've seen his predictions.
And Jay White going on the shelf kind of screwed everything up. But
well,
Chip went with MJF.
I still like it.
I went with Hangman Adam Page.
Yeah, I like that even better.
God willing, he wins it off Moxley, right? At All In.
I like it even better, but I just saw put it in one of the golf things podcast today. Happy Gilmore 2. MGF mm-hmm. has a really good role in that.
Yeah, he's one of the sons. He's in it quite a bit, and Becky Lynch is in that movie too.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who gives a shit about her?
She doesn't have a prominent role as
Ric Flair's the man. Hey, Ric Flair's the man. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Anyways, MGF has a great role. So I feel like he'll get July something or whatever is the release date. So mm-hmm. I think he'll get a little bit of a push under the tush, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And going into the last quarter of the year, come on, put MJF. He's the best.
They just better pull the trigger on Hangman. I'm still so scared that Hangman's going to lose and it's going to be Darby. And I don't think they can afford to do that. I know maybe that was the plan all along, but my thing is Darby's been gone in most of the buildup of the Death Riders. Yes, he was there to start. Yes, they kicked his ass. It started with Darby involved. I get it. But he's been gone.
He climbed Mount Everest for crying out loud.
I know, but that was his choice.
I know, but still, there's not one professional wrestler of all time. We'll go from Ric Flair to Lou Fez to fucking Bob Backlund to Brody King to fucking anybody.
Just keep nobody. About.
Nobody has ever climbed Mount Everest. Nobody.
I know, but
fucking like, Yokozuna didn't.
He definitely didn't climb Mount Everest.
That was mean. That was a bad comment.
I'm just saying Darby shouldn't get it until he proves he can stay when it matters. Mr. Antox, that plan clearly has changed once the Owen started in April. I hope so, guys. It's not anything against Darby. It's more like I feel like AEW is moving in the right direction. They got the momentum, and I feel like if they don't pull the trigger on either Hangman or if not Hangman on Ospreay in August, Forbidden Door, and it is Darby, say, like October, if you let the Death Rider story, this Reign of Terror, go to October, you're going to have a lot of people jump off the bandwagon again, and I don't think you can afford to do that.
When have I ever agreed with you, Tanner?
Not very often.
Not very often, but I cannot debate anything you just said.
Will Darby be a world champ someday? Yes. Absolutely. Now's not the time. Hangman's a hot act for you. Everybody loves Hangman. He's got a great story. I can make an argument character-wise, he's got the best character in professional wrestling. You pull the trigger now.
So immediately you have Hangman versus Ospreay, right? Darby comes back. He has beef. He has unsettled beef with Mox.
Right.
They have a great story.
Yep.
So all of a sudden you have Hangman in a world championship story, and you have Mox, who is just below world championship. he has a great story with Darby. They can do some stupid, crazy match, which, you know, we would all say you're a dumbass for doing it, but they're going to do it. So, yeah, you have a storyline there for Darby when he comes back. And then Hanger has Ospreay, plus he has Swerve, plus he has the Elite after that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's layers on layers. Yeah.
He's good. He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah. That's what I like. Like, that's where we're finally getting some rich stories. Like, what the opening of Dynamite Wednesday night was so damn good. So damn good. He got Hangman. And then he promises us he's going to take the title from Mox at All in Texas on July 12th. Then Swerve interrupts him. They're getting into it. Then Ospreay comes out, tries to be Peacemaker. And I'm like, my God, you got three most over male talents in the ring at once. We hadn't seen that. So good. I wish they would have showed what they showed last night, a collision that happened after Dynamite between Swerve and Ospreay. I wish they would have shown that on Dynamite or opened collision with that last night, because damn it, Tony, I know you taped collision. You had a huge lead-in of audience that just watched the Eastern Conference Finals, the last Inside the NBA on TNT, and you open with Claudio and Commander. Nothing against those guys, but like, oh my God. Like, that was a perfect time to put your hottest angle open collision with that package. Did you see that? What I'm talking about, what they aired on collision that happened after Dynamite?
I did not.
Swerve and Ospreay came to blows in the parking lot.
After Dynamite?
Yeah. They filmed it and said after Dynamite on the lower third.
Oh, so they put it on collision.
But they showed it on collision that it happened after Dynamite.
Okay.
So just when I'm thinking, you know, I even tweeted the other night, I was thinking, okay, All In, we're going to get the Bucks and we're going to get Swerve and Ospreay against the Bucks. That way they can take out the Bucks and the Bucks can interfere later on in the night in the main event. But now I'm thinking, hell, we might get Ospreay Swerve again, one-on-one.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. I just feel like Hangman's going to take the belt, and his first challenger is going to be Ospreay.
Okay, you think? I mean, Forbidden Door, and I know typically they don't do that, but last year Ospreay faced Swerve at Forbidden Door for the AEW World Title, so they can do that again, and it sends Ospreay's backyard.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm like,
if it is Swerve against Ospreay at All In, that's good. If it is a tag match of those two against the Bucks, I'm good with that too. Because originally, when I thought Ospreay was going to beat Swerve at Double or Nothing, I thought we were going to somehow get Hangman and Swerve against the Bucks. But Swerve's acting like he's done. Like, he's done the whole team up against the Death Riders. He's like, I'm good. I'm done. I don't know. I agree with him.
He's all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got to put all their chips, pun intended, all in. For All In, right? I mean, you got to put your biggest matches. If this is your biggest American show ever, a stadium show, you got to beef up this card.
You got to be 7 to 9 matches, just absolute all matches could be main card or main event.
Well, we know we're getting Mercedes and Tony. We're getting Hangman and Mox. We're going to get Kenny Okada. Looks like we could get Ospreay Swerve. MJF's going to be involved with the Hurt Syndicate probably by then somehow.
You know what? Your opening match of that card, and it might be Zero Hour, okay? But you're going to get Dustin and Sammy somewhere on that.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to get him somewhere.
You should get Athena. You should get Athena somewhere too, because it's Texas.
Her ass should be elevated as soon as possible. But
I'd take the TBS title off for Mercedes before All In and put it on Athena. I'd have Mercedes walk into All In, no belts.
Yeah, 100% agree. 100% agree. And you know what? As much as I dislike that lady, I could see her going over.
If
she had zero belts going into that match, she has no belts. I don't give a shit if it's Rev Pro, New Japan, Scream Queen, whatever the hell that shit she carries, right? Mm-hmm. She comes down to that ring with zero belts. she walks out with the AEW women's title.
Yep.
Just saying.
I think it makes her go down a darker path as a heel, going crazy because she keeps losing these titles, going into All In.
And Tony's character right now is so strong, it might not hurt her to do that, to put her over. It really might.
I agree, Chief. Tony's got a huge chance to write a great ending for a babyface, which he hasn't been very good at. He's good at doing it with heels, with not the happy ending with a heel, but I don't know. He doesn't do that very well with babyface, except Hangman the first time against Kenny at Full Gear 21. But besides that, he doesn't do a very good job with it. And I don't know about Athena's contract expiring soon. That's a good question. Hey, look, I would think it's coming up soon.
She ain't going back. She ain't going back to NXT. She's not Ember Moon, so.
Yeah. And what else was I going to say about? I had another thought on the Hangman stuff, and I lost it. That's okay. What did you think of Tekla's debut in AEW?
It's okay.
I thought it was really good.
It's okay.
I think Jamie Hayter is the perfect first dance partner for her.
Yeah, which Hayter's so good. I love Hayter.
Yeah, I mean Tekla's gonna go over, but it's gonna be a hard hitting match, and Jamie's a perfect opponent for that.
Yeah.
But I like the lights go out, and yeah. I mean they've been teasing it for weeks with the Red Spider, but that's pretty cool that spider, that backward spider walk she does, and then the flip. That's pretty dang impressive.
So what, you know, where does she go for though? Like after this, she going? She's not going after Mercedes. And Mercedes,
no, she's
holds
a heel.
That,
she's a
she
heel.
Holds that. She holds that mid card title. So,
well, you get it off Mercedes with somebody like Athena, or if she turns baby, or somebody else.
You can't have an Athena, because then all of a sudden you're burying Athena, putting it on this spider lady. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. That's a good question.
Good problem to have.
Good question. You like Gabe Kidd in AEW?
Abso-freaking-lutely. I think Gabe Kidd is the young version of Eddie Kingston.
Okay. He fits in with the Death Riders pretty perfectly.
Yeah. Which I would think if Eddie Kingston and Gabe Kidd came to AEW, those guys would literally beat the living shit out of each other for a match.
Yeah.
Which we've seen it in New Japan, but
oh yeah.
I want to see it here.
I keep thinking it's going to lead to Eddie's return, Gabe Kidd's involvement.
I think so.
The biggest case of Hangman winning at All In, what would Moxley even do at Forbidden Door? That's to say Moxley's even involved at Forbidden Door. He could take time off. Dude's been going pretty hard the last year. So
you know what, he took a lot of time off coming out of COVID. They called him the millennial cowboy. Sorry, he had a kid.
No, that's Hangman. He's asking what would Moxley do.
Oh, Moxley.
I said Moxley could take time off.
Oh,
he's saying what do you do with Moxley at Forbidden Door if Hangman does beat him? That's what he was asking.
Moxley even takes a month or two off, at the most.
Yeah.
Moxley is not a taking time off kind of guy. We've all witnessed that, right?
Yeah, he doesn't do it very often.
I miss Eddie Kingston too, Chief.
Yep. Amen to that. Megan Bain, Penelope Ford, Harley Cameron, Anna Jay. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford went over in a no DQ match. Now, I thought Harley really busted her nose, but according to Brian Alvarez, who did the intro for KOP of Wrestling Observer, he said it was fake to write her off due to an injury she suffered during the buy-in at Double or Nothing. I thought so it looked real to me.
It's a work.
Yeah, the broken nose was a work for a real injury she's sustained.
So it's a work for a shoot.
Yep.
Right? There you go.
Yep. What'd you think of the frat house, Shep?
I like the frat house. I really do.
You would. You would.
I like the frat house. I mean, come on. Griff Garrison.
Cole Carter. Preston Vance.
Come on. Do you tell me, out of those three, what a better professional wrestler Preston Vance would.
JPJ, everybody knows Shep's going to love the frat house.
Tell me Preston Vance is not a great professional wrestler. Like,
he's got the look.
Hold on. I shouldn't say great. Sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I got a little excited.
Kind of generous.
But Preston Vance could be really fucking good, guys. Yeah. He really could. The other guys, whatever. But Preston
the
Vance
house
could
is
be
something
really
Vince would do. But I love it.
Fuck off. Fuck
but
off.
But he loves it. But he loves it.
Okay.
That would be Attitude Era McMahon. That's something right up his alley.
So you're calling him the Spirit Squad is what you're fucking calling him, right?
That's pretty bad. I was going more like Mean Street Posse, not Spirit Squad, but okay.
I mean, there's some good guys that came out of the Spirit Squad, but I'm just saying.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was also Chavo's caddy in one of the worst gimmicks ever.
Who?
Chavo's caddy.
Chavo's?
So you don't remember, like in the mid-2000s, they tried to repackage Chavo as his last name was White, and he was a racist professional golfer, and Nemeth was his caddy?
No, I've never seen that.
Horrendous. YouTube it. Kerwin White. Thank you, Majin. Kerwin White. Go YouTube Kerwin White after we're done.
I think I would like that, right?
You probably would. You are something. It was awful for many reasons.
I never remember that.
Yeah, I think it was a SmackDown exclusive character, if I remember right. But yeah.
Kerwin
White. Yeah. Majin said, if it ain't white, it ain't right. That was his tagline. It was Chavo. It was Chavo in this character.
It was Hispanic.
And Nemeth
Chavo
was his caddy. Nemeth was his caddy.
Come on.
That was before the Spirit Squad.
Somebody backstage was laughing their ass off, right?
Oh, sure. Like, it's just, like, I want to know the gimmicks that were thrown out there that were turned down. And then you got stuff like this that were approved. Unbelievable.
Oh, would have been great.
Unbelievable. Oh, go
they
ahead.
They need me backstage in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Majin, I did not see. That's one thing on YouTube TV. I don't get Vice. So I miss most of the Dark Side of Reigns, but I really want to watch the Muhammad Hassan.
Oh, yeah.
Because from what I've heard, that dude, like interviews and stuff, he seems like a really good dude that got a raw end of a deal.
Yes.
I mean,
I watched that episode and I was shocked, actually. We all joke about the Attitude Era, right? We all joke about it. But that dude got the raw end of the deal.
He was getting such a good push until they did that stupid angle, and then he was buried. Done.
And he was a really, really good worker.
He was. I mean, he's not even from the Middle East. That's the thing. Like,
no, he's not.
Man. Yeah, he did. He had a potential to be a generational heel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody hated him. Yeah. He was doing his job.
The way they packaged him was just awful.
Yep. Yep. I did not like the TNT match, TNT title match on Dynamite. Right when I saw it wasn't the main event, I knew Fletcher wasn't going over. It was the main event. I thought, hey, Fletcher might steal this thing. In a no disqualification and have Josh Alexander appear, I thought was dumb. And, thank God Adam Cole didn't bust his brain, but he jacked up his knee on that spot. What was Fletcher thinking, even trying that with a guy who has a history of concussions?
Who knows?
It was
an awful, awful spot.
Oh, it could have been really, 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 really bad.
It still turned out bad.
It still turned out bad, but it could have been like really,
really, really bad.
But. And then we had Josh Alexander against Brody King. I get why Brody King wanted to go into qualifier. He's got to be in the AEW International Championship this upcoming Wednesday. But, man, I want to see Josh Alexander win some stuff. All I feel like he does is take L's since he joined the company.
He came in hot, and then I feel like he's one of those guys I mean, he was literally the top guy, in, obviously, in TNA. And right. then he comes in here and he just goes.
Yeah, I just it frustrates me.
But when's the last? Hey, what time in AEW have we seen him on the mic? None. So we don't know who Josh Alexander is, right? We have no idea.
Right with House Family, made him a heel right
away. Which I don't dislike him in that family.
No, right.
But we don't know his story. Come tell us who you are.
Yeah.
Tell us who you want to beat the shit out of, right?
Yep. Tell us why you liked the opening on the mic, right?
Go ahead. Sorry. Tell us why you left TNA.
No, you're good. Keep going.
Yeah, tell us why you left TNA and came to AEW and not the other company. Tell us why. We haven't had that yet. Sorry. I know we got a little lag.
That's why. Money's why.
Okay. You know what? Fucking say it. But I would love it for him to come out and say, look, Connecticut, you didn't have enough balls to offer me this kind of money, right?
Yeah.
So I came here. This is why I'm here. I took the money, and I'm going to beat the shit out of some people. I'm in.
Yep. Imagine, I'm not saying rifle him to the top. I just want to see the dude win a few matches. I just feel like he just takes L's.
I don't think he's won a match on Dynamite since he started.
Not a singles, I don't think. He's won a tag.
Yeah.
Him and Takeshita. He is the Maple Leaf Pro Heavyweight Champ.
Which
okay,
I do like a lot of Maple Leaf Pro what they're doing up there. So very entertaining shows.
So as much as I like the start of Dynamite and the segment on the mic with Hangman, Swerve, and Ospreay, I did not like the ending. I thought Tony and Mercedes, I thought it fell flat. I didn't like it.
You didn't like that promo?
Nope. Either one of them. I did not think it was either one lady's best work. I thought it felt forced. It didn't hit for me. Didn't like it. Let me say this. It didn't make me any more excited for the match at All In, whereas I'm way more excited now for Hangman Moxley than I even was before, which I was already excited for.
I thought Mercedes shined in that promo. Is you know me, I'm a homer for Toni Storm, right?
Right.
I mean the shit she's done, I'm a homer. But I thought Mercedes held her own. I really did.
I usually, and you know me, I thought this was one of her weaker promos. It just didn't hit for me though. Either way, and I didn't think it was one of Tony's better. It just didn't hit for me. I came out feeling unsatisfied from the last angle of a pretty good
Dynamite. Unsatisfied.
Yeah.
What a great movie that way is. Unsatisfied. Rounders, if anybody's asking, by the way.
There you go. Yeah. But where would you put this match on the card at All In?
Tony and Mercedes. I would put this match the first one out of the gate. It's not going to be the main event. Bingo. Can't be the main event. So you don't want to bury it in the middle of the card. It's got to be – you're going to kick the freaking show off with this match.
I agree. Yeah. If it is the main – and I'm not saying – I mean, these ladies deserve to be the main event. I'm not saying that. But, everybody, if for whatever reason they do make this the main event, we're in trouble because Moxie's not losing the title then.
Correct. Absolutely.
I mean, that's why they can't. They even if Moxie retains, they have to put that as the main event for that reason alone.
Sure. I agree with you. God,
Steven says halfway point.
When did I start agreeing with Tanner so much?
I've thought about this a lot this week, okay? I've actually come with some good thoughts tonight.
Tanner didn't work all week, guys. That's what he's saying.
don't tell my boss. I don't have to worry about Jabroni Paul taking us down a rabbit hole of like I don't even know this week. So Chief said, I know Mercedes is winning, but the crowd reactions Toni Storm's getting, it just makes sense if she goes over. Brandon J liked the last promo. Maj said, Toni didn't come across as good as usual because she had to lower herself to Mercedes' subpar standards. Oh, ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
That was harsh.
Ouch. Well,
I think Tony is a little bit above Mercedes when it comes to in-ring work and promos, but the way they've put Mercedes out, I think that's the next, obviously that's the way we got to go. So Tony's a little bit better. So hopefully those two ladies, actually, I think I'll predict it right now. Those two ladies kick off that pay-per-view, and I think they tear the house down. I think they will absolutely tear the house down.
They almost have to with Mercedes, how she said they're going to have the best women's match ever the other night.
I think they tear the freaking house down.
Yep.
And one of those things where I feel sorry for the people, whoever it is that comes out second on that card, because I think we're all going to get up and refresh our nachos and cocktails.
Do you put like a Mega Okada on next after that?
You don't want to do that because
I agree.
If you literally have it, let's just say give them 30 minutes, right? Yeah. 30, 40 minutes. Let's give the women's. You come down, have whatever kind of match they have, which we all predict is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I've been sitting for 40 minutes on my couch, right? I'm going to get up. I'm going to refresh my drink. I'm going to refresh my nachos. I'm going to refresh my popcorn. I don't give a shit if it's Okada, Omega,
which obviously
we would love to watch,
that's
right?
That's a good point. By the
time we sit back down, they're only going to have 10 to 5 minutes left, right?
So this is where, no offense to the guys, you put Dustin and Sammy.
Yes, 100%. 100%. 100%.
Or somebody like
that. You get a buffer in there. And I don't want to downplay him. I don't like to downplay guys, but you downplay him. And if you want to have a guys like Dustin,
Modest and Double J,
yeah, put Double J in there.
So much for his big retirement tour this year, right?
We haven't seen him in 3 months.
That MJF stuff fell apart, and they got nothing. I don't know. I really want to know what happened backstage there.
Something happened. Or maybe Double J got hurt and we didn't know it.
Jesus, Majin against Double J. That's definitely a bathroom break match. No, I want to see that.
What are you going to do? My douse him in fucking maple syrup?
I would like to see Majin take a guitar to the head, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay. Now you got my interest.
I'm in. I'm back from the bathroom break. I got a full vodka. I'm ready to go.
And I got nothing to talk about Collision last night. I honestly fell asleep during it, and I don't enjoy the taped collisions very much.
I watched the Pacers game. I was all in for
I watched Claudio Commander, and then, of course, I saw the Swerve Ospreay stuff on social media. But other than that, I read the results and just didn't really tune in. So, do you have anything else, Shep, you'd like to hit on or cover tonight?
No, I'm good. I just want to let everybody know that the Two Beards podcast
between lost. Two Beards.
Yep, between two beards, the two beards, the beards that look like, well, one guy has a really good beard, JPJ. The other guy, that beard looks like shit, but.
Yeah, it's better than mine, Pluggo.
Your beard looks pretty good, actually, right now. Compared,
yeah, it's getting low. Look at the gray, man. Look at the gray.
That's all right.
Nobody warned me that marriage does this to you.
Oh, I could tell you a lot of stories about marriage there, Tanner. That's a whole other podcast.
Whole other rabbit hole.
Yeah. But yeah. Two beards, kiss my ass. KOP says, we'll crotch chop you DX style all day long, baby. Send me the belt. Get it out of the freaking fridge that smells like tuna, which I'd love a good tuna salad, by the way. Just saying. Actually, we love you guys. We appreciate you participating in our fun activities. But the belt is coming fucking home.
Yes.
And that'll be here next Sunday. Actually, next Sunday could be really, really, really bad. not only will I have the belt over this shoulder, but there could be a chance that I could be a two-time Calcutta champion.
Well, if you are, which you're not going to be because I'm going to be, I would be a two-time as well.
Back-to-back. Sorry, two-time, back-to-back Calcutta champion.
That's because I wasn't in the field last year. But anyways, if by some chance you are, Shep, you better not big-time us like you did last year. You didn't even show up for the bod.
I didn't. You want to hear a funny story? I was drunker than shit driving to Michigan City, Indiana to hang out with my wife's family, which I love.
Now,
they love me.
You were riding shotgun. You weren't driving, right, for the record?
Well, the truck I had what they call Super Cruise.
Oh, my God.
So when I got on highways, I could hit a button, and it drove me.
It's kind of like that. We are not encouraging this.
You know, KP
does not encourage this.
And I had a fucking Wendy's double cheeseburger. I'll never forget. I had a Wendy's double cheeseburger. I'm eating it. And this fucking truck's driving me up to Michigan City, drunker and skunk. I had $4,500 in my pocket, right? I just won the Calcutta. It was a great time. Great time, guys. Great time. We're going to do it again. I'm not going to Michigan City. We don't have a family vacation. So whether I win or lose, I'm on this podcast next Sunday. Whether I'm drunk or sober, completely different.
That's all right. You hear that, Paul? You hear that?
Yeah, I show up fuck off, Paul.
Beautiful. Fuck off. That's a perfect way to end a pod. That's a perfect way to end a pod. And come on, you can follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, hit that notification bell on YouTube. If you're listening on your favorite audio podcast platform, for one, make sure you're subscribed or following, because sometimes you're not, even though you're listening. And two, give us that rating review. Give us a 5-star rating. Really helps us out with the other competition out there. The competition that we try not to counter program.
Fuck Cornet.
Like some companies. And you can follow me at TannerLee92. Follow Shep at TheShep27 and Paul that Jabroni at PaulZarman87. And if you want to support our podcast and look great doing show, we got merch over at KickingOutShop.com and Pro Wrestling Tees. Just search for Kicking Out Podcast and you'll find some t-shirts on there. And for Austin Shepherd, I'm Tanner Lee. Join us next Sunday as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bam!
Love that.